on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to find us winners on this Monday. We are racing at Ballarat today on the synthetic track. It'll be a cold and a few showers expected up at Ballarat today. Warren will warm our hearts with a few winners, no doubt. How are you, Woz?
I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
What was your number one highlight of the weekend?
Well, if you listen to the Saturday morning panel, you'd know it probably wasn't on the racetrack because Flemington was a wipeout for me. So I'd say the highlight was the medical sub for the goal umpire at Marvel Stadium.
It was a bit like that. It was tough to watch the Saturday meeting. Good day for those who followed Mark Zara, but it was a bit tricky to find a winner. Can we get some cash back today on the Syntho at Ballarat?
I like the meeting, Michael. I think a lot of the races have probably got two or three key winning hopes, and the way I'm reading it, it's not always the favourite. There's a couple of favourites that look very well placed. So, yeah, I'm keen to play in a few of the races, so I do think it's a punting card, and perhaps we can snare the early quaddie as the play of the day for a relatively small amount, and I don't mind a couple of horses later on in the program.
All right, that's got me excited. I wonder if Neil Dyer can help us out with the winner today, because he's got two heading to Ballarat. Morning, Neil, how are you?
Morning, Michael. I'm good, thank you.
That is good, yeah, very good for this Monday. Looking forward to seeing Oliver Bullet, who makes its debut. You've got Froggy in the saddle. What can you tell us about Oliver Bullet?
We've had him a while, Michael. We bought him as a yearling a few years ago. It's been a long old process getting him going, but he's a half-brother to Stanley, a horse we bought at the time for the Darwin Cup, and we thought we'd just go to Darwin and go real good with Stanley, and we'd be able to sell the yearling off the back of that, and that never turned out the way it was planned, and Stanley ended up winning as a hurdler last year. So it's been a long old process selling this bloke and getting to the races, but honestly though, he did need the time, as it turned out.
Does he have ability?
He does have ability. He's trialled very well. We've been very happy with his jump outs, I should say. He's had plenty of jump outs at Kyneton, but and demonstrated good ability. The longer the process has gone on, he has improved. But I am thinking that he's going to get over a bit of ground as his runs go on.
Well, I see you're still the sole owner. So are you looking for some partners in him?
No, well, there's a transfer going through right now. Mike Weeks, he's fully sold. But he's been a bit of a work in progress. But, you know, every time you have a look at him, he's matured a little bit more. And I'm looking forward to today. He's never been on the synthetic, although he's done a lot of... we do a lot of work on a sand track, on our sand track at Kyneton. So he has sort of had that bit of artificial type of grounding.
So first up over the 1,000 today, he's a $12 chance, third in the market. Would you tell punters maybe each way? What are you expecting?
Yeah, I would. That's the way I'd go. I'd be expecting him to just settle nice, position up and wherever. He's comfortable, and I'd like to see him hitting the line just to give us a demonstrate something for the future.
All right. Well, he goes around in the second. We then wait to race number 8, and you've got latest Bentley, Jack Hill on board. Coming off a 6 of 9 at Kyneton on the soft, is it the Syntho he's been looking forward to? He's only had 2 starts for a win on the synthetic.
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed in his first up run at Kyneton, Michael. He's a bit of a Kyneton specialist, always shows something, and I thought it was a little bit dull he's run at Kyneton, so I've got a bit fair dinkum with him after that and clipped the hair off him and got him looking like a racehorse, and we're turning up today hoping that the old latest Bentley can show us a bit of sparkle on the synthetic.
All right, well, he's a nice each-way chance as well. So is it just a couple of each-way plays?
Yeah, I think so, Michael.
Best of luck today, Neil.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Neil Dyer, who's got 2 each-way chances at Ballarat today. Let's kick things off in the first race. This is a maiden over 1,200 metres. No scratchings. So Heroic is the favourite, $2.90. Secret Hero, $4.40. Yulong Prediction, a first starter from the Mitch Friedman Stables at $4.60. And then Missy Lou, I think is how we pronounce it. Shane Nichols has got it. It's at $5. He was on with the Brekkie Boys today. Let's have a listen to see what he thinks of how it'll go this morning.
it's one of those races, I suppose, early in the season on the poly track that not always have as much depth as other times, and sometimes you can perhaps be a little shorter in the market than you should be. But in saying that, she was okay first up. She was deep, didn't have much luck. Probably goes into this race somewhere near her top, and will put herself there or thereabouts, and will be competitive.
So she'll be competitive in this first race. Who do you like in race one at Ballarat today, Warren?
Well, I think Miss Ulu is one of the key winning hopes, Michael, but I've sided with So Heroic, who I think jumped out well enough to think she's going to go to the races and run well, and it's not a strong race. So I'm going to go with Stephen So Heroic, whose most recent jump out at Flemington was quite encouraging. I thought Miss Ulu was wide, and I thought Jane was a bit of a tough marker there. I thought she was pretty good first up. She had the toughest run of the race around that tight turning track at Bairnsdale. I thought she was okay to the line. She managed to get a much better run today. I think 7 and 5 are the key winning hopes. One, Igbo will ride the speed and give a little bit of a sight coming through the same race as Miss Ulu last start. But yeah, I thought on the run that Miss Ulu had, she could very easily turn the tables and likely to turn the tables on Igbo. And I'll put 3 year-long prediction, who's jumped out okay to have his first run on the home track as next best. 7, 5, 1, 3.
7, 5, 1, and 3 in the first today. Race number 2. This is a maiden, and we've got a first starter who heads the market here, Tokoyo. And it is from the May Eustace Stable, and it's at $1.75. So it is a firm favourite, although it's been drifting from $1.60 out to $1.75. Second favourite is My Bold Boy, $2.60. Oliver Bullet is at $12. Just Abby at $12. And then we're out to double figure odds for the remainder of the field. So the market says this should be winning, even though it's a little easy. What have the jump outs and trials shown you?
Recent jump out down in the Western Districts was very good, was strong to the line. I wouldn't think it's the leader. My Bold Boy is probably one of the horses right on speed. The earmuffs going on, just My Bold Boy might pace himself a little bit better. But Tokoyo's jumped out nicely enough to think she's the one to beat. Not wanting to play at that price, but part of the early quaddie with My Bold Boy, who's been riding the speed and perhaps just overdoing it a little bit. The earmuffs going on just might help him pace himself that little bit better. Interesting named Oliver Bullet, half-brother to Stanley. They must be fans of the old comedy duo Laurel and Hardy. I think it's Dan Laurel and Oliver Hardy there, Michael. So little guy's obviously using a little bit of a theme there through the Laurel and Hardy comedy shows. And I'm going to go with him as third best. I thought he's jumped out okay. And 7, say, and Av has also jumped out okay. But I do think the race is clearly in the top 2. 8, 3, 4, 7.
8, 3, 4, 7. A little bit before my time. What were they like as a stage act?
Oh, very funny, Michael. It was a lot of it was predominantly silent. So a lot of slapstick and just a couple of bumbling people that did some very funny things back in the day.
Very good. Race number 3 is the next where we'll try and find you a winner. And this is a maiden over 1400. Take out the 8. Alfoil for Leon and Troy Corson's is the short priced favourite here. $1.65. Hampton Cove, $5.50, as is Think Jade, and then you're out to $11 plus the remainder. Is this short price favourite around the mark?
I think he's the one to beat. If you like him, I'd wait, because I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bit of money for either Think Jade or Adelaide Show, and he is short enough for a horse. I think 1,400 metres is probably perhaps the top end of his distance range, but he has had the run at the distance, and I thought he was good last start, only went down narrowly, and I think he's got the speed to roll across from that wider draw, and if he's not leading, then I think worst case scenario he'll be sitting outside lead. With that run in the distance range, I'm going to go with 1 Alfoil as the one to beat, but he's tight enough in the market. 6 Think Jade's had a little bit of a freshen up. Didn't mind the jump outs going into the debut, and there's been glimpses of ability in the 2 runs to date, and the form through the race last start behind Shawcan's a reasonable form reference for this. I don't mind the little freshen up there to get some spring back in the step for Think Jade. 7 Adelaide Show's jumped out nicely enough for a horse kicking off her career at 1400 metres. And I'll put 5 Scorch the Turf in as next best, who'll probably ride the speed from a good draw and probably as informed a jockey as there is in the state aboard in Neil Farley. 1, 6, 7, 5.
1, 6, 7, and 5. Race 3. Race number 4 is a 3-year-old maiden over 2100 metres. All go round. Declare Rhythm is the favourite, $2.60. St Cloud Femme, $3. Bottom Deck, $5.50. My Buttons Bigger is at $10. So 3 under double figure odds in the market here. Who do you like?
2 winning chances for me, and I'm quite keen on number 10, St. Clue Femme here, Michael. I thought just got held up behind some speed humps, effectively last start around the tight Bairnsdale track, and Laughing Grizzly there was a notification of a change in tactics. They went more forward, was able to control the race and win. I thought Sekloufim, considering that the run that she had was terrific, I think the reasonably spacious run here and just not the tight circuit that we've got at Bairnsdale is going to suit her. And I like what she's been doing this prep, and I'm quite keen on her. 10, head of one, A Clear Rhythm, who's come back to racing in good form, probably rides the speed and will be the one for Sekloufim to run down. I think they're the two key winning hopes. Bottom deck's going okay. Not sure about her at this distance range, but Craig Newitt aboard from a reasonable draw. At least you'll get every chance. And 6, Century Rock's probably looking for this trip now, but I think the race falls away. Quite keen on 10, ahead of 1, 7 and 6.
All right, 10 could be one of the better bets of the program, ahead of 1, 7 and 6. You can get $3 in race number 4. That's 4 of the 8 down. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the first leg of the quaddie after this.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Ballarat on this Monday on the synthetic track. And the first leg of the quaddy comes up, race number 5. It's a BM58 over 2,100 metres. We can take out 4 and 8. Namakawa is the favourite. Or Namakawa. How do we pronounce the favourite here, Warren? I always get this one wrong.
Namakwa,
that's it. Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace, and it's $1.90 favourite in the first leg of the quaddie. Siadai is the other one that's in the market at $3.10. Just You at $7.50. And then we're down to Miner's Miss for Patrick Payne at $10. Blazing Lass at $12. And Star Watch is the other runner in the race at $17. So there's two well in commission here. There's only one other runner under double figures. It's only a field of 6. Are we going really skinny in this first leg of the quaddie?
I'm putting 3 in this first leg of the quaddie, Michael, and I use that ad break to go back and have a bit of a refresher with some Laurel and Hardy stuff, and I've even made myself feel a little bit older than I actually am, saying that it was silent. There's certainly audio associated with the Laurel and Hardy videos, and I think Three Stooges thinks, you know, Marx Brothers, that sort of genre, that's the sort of silly stuff that they get up to. The 3 I'm putting in are numbers 3, 2, and 1 here in order. Well, Namakwa gets out to this trip for the first time, but gee, I thought benchmark 64 grade last start. He was well supported. He rode the speed and right on the line. He was out sprinted, but he was really solid through the line. We saw Spanish Schnitzel come through that race to win again at Bendigo yesterday. So the form's good and current, and I think he's a deserved favourite, but I want some insurance in the quaddie. And the claim for Logan McNeil with the dropping grade brings Namakwa in quite well at the weights here, I think, despite the fact that he's got 61.5. I think he's not badly treated. Caredo, I think, will appreciate getting the senior strong rider in Jamie Mott aboard. And One Just News, been mixing flat racing and jumps racing, but the flat racing's been quite solid and can ride the speed here, and the claim for Tatum Bull probably brings him in not badly at the weights either. I'll put 5 Miners missing as next best, so we know he's got some talent going back to that Oaks placing, seems to be in a previous life. But I haven't seen a trial or a jump out. Patrick Payne Senior's got a few in today that I haven't seen trial or jump out. So market support could be key there. I put it in as next best. 3, 2, 1, 5.
3, 2, 1, and 5 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 is a benchmark 58 over 1,000 metres. All go round. Outflank is the favourite at $3. Snapping Magnus, $3.49. Clouds, $5, and then we're down to $8 plus the remainder of the field. Is this a little bit more wide open as far as quaddie selections are concerned?
I'm just taking 2 in this leg of the quaddie, Michael, and I thought numbers 3 and 5 were clearly the top 2, and I think they're horses with a little bit of upside. I think the most upside is with number 3, Snappy Magnus. Ideally, probably not the inside draw would be where you would pick, but it looks reasonable speed in this race, and Snappy Magnus has got a bit of tactical speed, and I think the gaps will open up for Craig Newitt to get that clear air. I like what he's done on race day today, and I like the recent jump out of time where he was just off the speed but trucking up beautifully through the line. I think he'd be very strong late. Going to go with 3 ahead of 5 out flank, who'll probably settle in front of him in the run. She's got upside also, and she's jumped out nicely, and importantly, she's a winner here. 2-9 Clouds, he loves it here. Arguably, he's not going as well, but maybe a return to the track where he's won 3 races and 5 other minor placings from 12 starts, getting back to something like his best form. He's gone quite nicely in a jump out since his most recent run and won. Kozowski's not badly
graded here with the claim for Taylor Childs and a dropping grade from running at benchmark 64 grade. The last couple, I thought 3 and 5 were clearly the top two, 3, 5, 2, 1.
3 and 5, the top two, 3, 5, 2, and 1 for those who want to play multis on race number 6. Race number 7's a 58 over 1,400. Take out 9. Tintin Win for Lindsay Smith, $2.70. Squammy at $2.90. Channing, $4.80. Dixie Built, $7.50. Orpheline is then the next best in the market at $11. And then it's 21 plus the remainder. Who do you like in the 7th?
Oh, it's an even race, Michael. Look, yesterday I was on racing.com. I put out as an early look at about $13 each way. Number 7, Dixie Built, who I have tumbled into before following some jump outs, but I thought a recent jump out was terrific, and on a track where he's been to before and won, he looks to almost control the tempo here, and I don't mind him drawn out where he can just roll across from that wider barrier draw. I much prefer the double figures each way, but still, you know, around about that $7.50 on with number 7 Dixie Built each way. Hit a 3 Squammy, who's been freshened. I think a month between runs is ideal to put some spin back in the step and just balance up and work home. 2 Tintin Win. Those maidens and the general races at Warrnambool are very strong and was well supported to win that maiden at Warrnambool over 1,400. You would think would at least measure up to benchmark 58 grade. And 6 Channing. He can be his own worst enemy by missing the kick and then being left with a little bit too much to do, but he's got the talent to be in the mix. And if he begins cleanly, that would certainly help his chances. I'm with 7 each way ahead of 3, 2 and 6.
7 each way ahead of 3, 2 and 6 in race number 7. And for those who followed Warren in yesterday, you'd be very happy because Dixie Built now is $7.50 after they bet $13 yesterday. Race number 8 is a 58 over 1,200 to end the day. No scratchings. Frame the Stars is the favourite here at $2.40. Mick Price, McKent Jr. Rone at $4. Latest Bentley at $9. And then we're down to King Coey at $9.50. So how do we finish the meeting at Ballarat on the synthetic?
I want 3 of them running for me in the quaddie, Michael, but I'm keen on Frame the Stars. She likes it here. Well, she's been here once and she won. Was a terrific ride that day. I think Michaela Lawrence rode her on that occasion and she was really strong to the line. She's effective first up. She's had 4 first up runs for a win and a placing. And I just think her recent jump out and trials an indication that she's come back really well. I think this is a lovely option for her, Frame the Stars, and I like her. Best of the day for me, number 5 ahead of 9. Ultimate Shock, who I think is a real blowout chance. And generally when Simone Walker's horses hit the line, they're at good odds. I thought had no luck at all last start at Pakenham. You can mount a case they could have been in the finish there. 2 Rone's the query runner, one of the real track specialists returning to the synthetic track here at Ballarat today. Haven't seen a trial or a jump out for her, but if she's wound up, she's certainly up to this grade, and the claim for Taylor Childs brings her in quite well. And then King Kai, another one for the Mick and Luke Cirque stable, I think it's going okay. A nice tick over jump out between runs, but more a place chance or a trifecta first four player for me. Keen on 5 ahead of 9, 2 and 10.
All right, keen on 5 ahead of 9, 2 and 10 to end the day. So we might be shooting relatively straight today. I'm keen to see what the plan is to make a dollar.
Yeah, I'm with race 8, number 5, Frame the Stars as my best, Michael. I'm also quite keen on race 4, number 10, the Clue Femme. I'll make her next best. Value for me, race 7, number 7, Dixie Built. Quaddy first leg, numbers 1, 2 and 3. Second leg, 3 and 5 only. Third leg, numbers 2, 3, 6 and 7. Home with just numbers 2, 5 and 9 in the last leg. But I'm going to do an early quaddy as my play of the day. I think we can snare that for a relatively skinny amount. First leg, just numbers 5 and 7. Second leg, just numbers 3 and 8. Third leg, numbers 1, 6 and 7. Last leg of the early quaddy, numbers 1 and 10.
I like that, Warren. So what's that? 2 by 2 is 4 by 3 is 12 by 2. So $24 for the early quaddy. We'll be singing your praises tomorrow. Don't worry about that. Now, I've just got an SMS coming through here. Mine is Mrs. Patrick Payne Sr., not Patrick Payne Jr. That goes around today as well.
Yeah, so. I referenced that, Michael. I think I said Patrick Payne Sr. And he's got a couple today, Rone and mine is Miss in particular that we haven't seen trial or jump out. So you'd be looking for any late market support there from a very astute man.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. All right, Warren, enjoy your Monday at the races and we will do it again tomorrow.
Thanks, Michael.
Warren Huntley with all his selections. Don't forget, jump on rsn.net.au. You can get Warren's selections as well. You can also have a listen to the interviews we had this morning. Nash Frawilla after his treble, and Nash Frawilla after winning the Doomben 10,000. We spoke to Mark Zara after his treble and his win on Realm of Flowers. And, of course, Tony McAvoy on Savva 2 XL as Gareth All comes into the studio screaming because he's so excited about the Monday edition of RSN Central. G-Man, how was your week?
Yeah, it was good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Did you have a win?
Not really, no. Not disappointing weekend.
It was hard at Flemington on Saturday.
It was a little bit, wasn't it? But I enjoyed Savva 2 XL's victory. It's a great racing story, like $8,000, as Tony McAvoy pointed out this morning. And then he starts his career in the Alice and competes in a Darwin Cup and an Alice Springs Cup and then wins a Goodwood.
Unbelievable. Biggest winner and loser in the footy?
I think Richmond were the biggest winners to
what
win.
What a win that was.
How they did with the injuries that they had, that they had there on Saturday night. And the biggest losers, probably the Giants, because I don't think they can make the finals now. And I think Hawthorn need to start their rebuild. There's no doubt about that. And the umpires, I think BJ wants to have a chat about the umpires. I couldn't quite get
You're not
going to
bag the umpires, are
I'm
you?
Not bagging the umpires. I'm bagging the holding the ball rule.
It was almost like an agenda or a direction that had been given.
Yeah.
Are you going to get the hero of the umpires on, though? The goal umpire who showed unbelievable courage?
I think Ralphie is tomorrow.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. All right. Good on you, G-Man. We'll look forward to it.